idling the shipping fleets of Interlake Steamship and U.S. Steel would have crippled the nation's steel industry and even threatened power supplies in Midwestern cities, according to an industry expert. Michigan State University professor Peter Kakala says a strike would have reduced to a trickle the supply of coal to power companies and iron ore to steel mills.
They've got about a month to a month and a half reserves of ore at this point in the year. And so, you know, after 6 weeks, they'd be stopping. It'd be crippling them.
Siemens Union President Jim Mayhew in Cleveland says they decided against striking because Interlake and U.S. Steel appear ready to compromise and reduce ship crew sizes by only one person instead of five.
If you want to say who won, who lost, and this, I don't think no one's really losing. I don't think no one's really gaining. I think the worst thing that happened is we definitely broke a very good labor relation we used to have with both companies. I mean, that's completely shot.
Mayhew says the contract for all six Great Lakes fleets expires next year, and this year's dispute is expected to be a factor in those negotiations. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.